It is true. Not everybody can sit with Madge. So those of you guys who are online or out in the backyard or whatever, we have a precious woman in our church. She's called Madge, and she is Grandma Madge inside of this church. Amen? Yeah. All right, Grandma Madge, you're in charge of everybody, including Josh. All right, let's jump into week three as we start talking about the nine virtues, nine holy virtues. Now, we're looking at the Enneagram, but I want to grab the Enneagram and look at it from a different standpoint. A lot of times, people look at the Enneagram from their belly button, and they miss the big picture of the Enneagram. The Enneagram is a great thing to help you understand you, but that's not the purpose of the Enneagram. The purpose of the Enneagram is to understand humanity, to understand the whole, to understand the big picture, and to understand, more importantly, how you can contribute to the worship of the one true God with the whole. What happens in America is we start to dominate, and we start to think that our area is the one that's the most important. So, well, I'm a one, and ones are better than the other eight ones that are out there. Well, I'm a two, I'm better than the other ones. I'm a three, I'm better than the other ones. I'm whatever, whatever. And that misses the point. And let me explain to you why that misses the point. Because you and I are all infected with the three. And we're going to jump into that in a second and explain to you why that looks like. The three is the achiever. The three wants to win at all costs. And the three wants to press forward. But before we get to the three, I want to remind you of where we've been. And I want to talk to you a little bit about the one. And I want to talk to you about the two and remind you that with the one needs serenity. The holy virtue that the one needs is serenity. In other words, when Jesus is on the lake and the storm is going nuts, the water is crashing over, and there seems like there's so much to do, the one needs to learn to be like Christ, asleep on the pillow, trusting in the Lord God Almighty, who has a plan for Jesus. And that plan wasn't for Jesus to die in the lake. It was to die on the cross. There was no cross on the lake, which meant Jesus had no fear of dying. He was going to be okay, and he could make it. So what I want you guys to understand in this process is to get that if you're a perfectionist and you're trying to do all these things and you're pushing through and you're just creating chaos inside of your soul and you're creating chaos on those people around you, what you need is serenity. You need peace and calm. Here's the funny thing. Ones can't produce peace and calm, which means peace and calm must come from out of you. It has to come from somewhere else. And that's the direction we're trying to teach the nine holy virtues. You cannot produce these virtues. So if you are a one and you are going to try to produce perfect serenity and calm in your own life, it's not going to work. What you have to do is you have to recognize, I can't do that. And you have to yield to the King. You have to submit to the King and confess, God, I'm supposed to be calm. I'm not. Would you please help me? Would you do this work in me? If you're the two and you're the helper and you've been doing all this stuff to help people and your shadow mission in the two is so that you would get praise because you're a helper. You're so great. You cooked this great Christmas meal. You cooked this great Thanksgiving dinner. You spent all this time setting up the chairs inside so that somebody would come into the church and just go, Pastor, you love on us so great. That's a shadow mission. You love as a two because you were first loved. You can serve as a two because God served you. He left heaven not to be served, but to serve. And you can have that heart, but the two gets pride in its way. And the two starts to become really, really self-focused and can become insanely bitter. And if you're a two, you're going to get bitter weekly. You're going to get bitter daily. Just like the one gets into chaos daily, the two is going to feel bitter daily. And you have to recognize you need humility in your life, and that humility can't come from you. It has to come from the exterior. It has to come in from God Almighty, the Holy Spirit, the sanctification process of Jesus doing the work inside of you. Now, I've been preaching this whole sermon just to the camera because nobody else in this room suffers with what I'm talking about. You online, you looking at your little screen, you're the one I'm talking to. No, the whole room. Everybody in here, I'm talking to myself. I cannot produce it. So let's all say out loud, I cannot produce it. You guys ready? Here we go. I cannot produce it. Now, here's the next part. It's not just enough to confess, I can't produce it. Let me give you a great, great, great prayer that was prayed a long time ago. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. So I can't do it. Come, Holy Spirit. Now, before we say come, Holy Spirit, what that means is you're yielding and you're allowing the Spirit of God to have its way. And sometimes what we do is we go, come, Holy Spirit, and do it the way I told you. No, 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 no. You do not dominate the God of the Trinity. And if you try to dominate the God of the Trinity, it's not going to go well for you and others. So let's pray, Holy Spirit, come. Does that make sense? I can't do it. Holy Spirit, come. So say, Holy Spirit, come with me. Okay, you ready? Holy Spirit, come. So if you're a one, you can't do it. You want the Holy Spirit to come. If you're a two, you can't do it. You want the Holy Spirit to come. If you're a three, you can't do it. You want the Holy Spirit to come. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. You need the Holy Spirit to produce these holy virtues inside of you. Amen? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, would you please make up our deficiencies? Lord, we are so deficient in so many different ways. God, we are deficient as parents. We are deficient as spouses. We're deficient as children. We're deficient in our schooling, in our jobs, in our work. God, we are deficient in our emotions. God, we are deficient. We are needy. And God, we're liars. We try to pretend like we don't need. And God, the way we lie to ourselves is we hide. We blame. And God, we lie that we don't have problems. They have the problems. And so God, as we walk into the three and we look towards truthfulness, what another amazing virtue that we can't produce in ourselves because we are liars. I am a liar. That has to be produced from you, Holy Spirit. So come, Holy Spirit, and teach. Change us. It's your name, God, we pray. Amen. All right, anybody already ready for the invitation? You're like, okay, I'm a liar. I'm in. Pastor Nathan, we've gone 3 weeks already. You haven't even preached on the three, and I feel guilty three times. Let me help you out. You have all of these traits inside of you. You can identify with the one. You can identify with the two. You can identify with the three, but there's going to be a more dominant set that you have. There's going to be something that dominates more inside of what you have going on. So some of you guys, you walked away here as, you know, ones, and we're like, we're ones, we're the best. No, you missed the sermon. Okay? Twos walked away from here like, you're so lucky I'm helping you. No, you missed the sermon. Threes, I'm going to talk about the achiever today. If you walk away thinking you nailed the sermon, you missed it today. So let's jump into the three. The three on the Enneagram is called the achiever. The biggest self-image issue for a three is I am successful. If you want to look to identify a three, just look for somebody who dresses the part. Look for somebody who drives the car. Look for the person who has the trophy spouse. Look for the person who has the trophy home. Look for the person who has the name brand items. Threes look for name brands. Now, as I talk about that, I'm generally speaking. Some threes are a little bit more mature. They've moved out of immaturity, and they're okay having some knockoff brands. But for the most part, the three longs to shop at Nordstrom's, but their budget is Walmart. Have you been there? The three longs for a Mercedes-Benz, but the three can only afford a 1973 Toyota Corolla that barely rolls. But still inside of a three, wherever you're at, you are an achiever. You want to win. And that's something that you want to do. Achievers do phenomenal in America because America likes to win. In fact, when you look at the global teaching of the Enneagram, America is given the three. America is the three. But let me help you guys out with this. Do you know how the rest of the world sees America? Liars. Deceitful people. Hollywood is our brand to the world. Hollywood is actors. They're fake people being something they're not. That's America to the world. And the problem for us is we've all been in American culture, which is win, manifest destiny. If you're not cheating, you're not trying. The ends justify the means. Have you heard these statements in life? That's America. Politicians. Our politicians are big achievers. And can we all agree that our politicians are liars? Hello, they're threes. They're threes. They're deceitful. We just honored September 11th. I remember in September 11th, 2000, when the Trade Towers went down, everybody was like, revenge, revenge, revenge. And now we have politicians who are saying, I wasn't for it. Let me tell you something right now. If you weren't for it, we would have killed you. So you'd be dead if you weren't for it. You were for it. There's video of you saying you're for it. And what does a politician say? Wasn't me. Wasn't me. Wait a minute. That's you on the screen. It says, you know, it's CS, what is it? Not CNN. What's the one that's just the really boring shows Washington all the time? C-SPAN. It's C-SPAN. C-SPAN doesn't mess up. There's only one guy and he's got four letters. He can type at a time. He's not going to mess up on your name. That's you. But the image of the three is I need to be successful, and their desperate, 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 desperate need is to succeed. They hate the F word. Failure. Failure. They say the other F word a lot, but the failure word, they won't say. They will avoid saying I was wrong. They will avoid apologizing. You want to learn and be around an immature three, just look at an immature three's life and think, when was the last time they told me they were sorry? A mature three, a three moving towards maturity can say, I was wrong. I hurt you. I failed. I made a mistake. Will you forgive me? If you're a three, and there are threes inside of our church, let me help you guys out with something. Inside of our church, one of the biggest mistakes you can make with the Enneagram is going, you're a three. That's the number one cardinal sin in the Enneagram, is telling people who they are. Let people discover who they are. By the way, you tell somebody who they are as an Enneagram, they're automatically going to fight you because they're an achiever. They wanted to find it on their own. Slow down, relax, let them discover it. But if you're identifying three, ask yourself, when was the last time I apologized to my spouse? When was the last time I apologized to people who lead me? When was the last time I owned a mistake and admitted it? Ooh, threes struggle with this one. You see, the reason why threes struggle with this is because the biggest sin they struggle with is lies and deceit. They will deceive themselves that they haven't failed. They will explain why what they did was good for you, and you're just misunderstanding it, and you're just not seeing it the right way because they get it. Now, how do I know that? Because I have a little bit of a three inside of me. How do I know I have a little bit of three inside of me? I was reminded at my dermatology appointment. I am naked in a room with two men. That's not how a story usually starts. They're looking at every inch of my body, and we're having a conversation about Hawaii. And my doctor asked me, how many times have you been to Hawaii? Out of my mouth, faster than I can think, 13. I've not been to Hawaii 13 times. I know I haven't been to Hawaii 13 times. But I'm naked, and he's looking at my genitals, so I really feel like now's not the time for me to tell him I was wrong, I lied. Because if I offend him, it could hurt me more than I really want to, so I just stayed quiet. But I'm sitting there thinking, I've been to Hawaii 5 times. Why did I say 13? Because an achiever wants to be seen as big. Little kids do it on the playground. You want to find a three? Hey, we just got a dog. You know what an achiever says? We got 5 dogs. Have you seen them? Oh, we got 5 dogs, 3 cats. I got 8 grandmas. Like, achievers want to win. Achievers will keep raising the stakes, and achievers will lie to get there. Now, I'm not putting you down as achievers. We need you as achievers. Achievers are super important. Inside of our church, achievers are going to go, Pastor, we can buy that building. We're going to raise the funds. God's going to show up. Let's do this. Achievers are beautiful, amazing people inside of the church, but they have to be gospel redeemed. Achievers left to Satan and the way of the world and the way of the flesh and the way of America, we're going to keep getting what we've always gotten. And let me be brutal. The church has become more American than the Americans have become like the church. Pastor, why don't we do this? Because that's not gospel. And that's a whole lot more America than it is loving on Jesus. Well, if Jesus was here, he'd be a Republican. No, he wouldn't. You're like, oh, I knew it. He'd be a Democrat. No, he wouldn't. Well, if Jesus was here, he'd be a Southern Baptist. He'd be a Catholic. He'd be a non-denominational. Jesus doesn't even care. Doesn't care. Because you know why? Jesus isn't trying to achieve. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, undisputed. Ain't nobody going to take his title. It's not pressure for him. He's not trying to impress anybody. But you and I are. So what does the virtue that a three needs to develop? What is it? It's truthfulness. But the big thing that a three needs to do is truthfulness here, real with self first. A three is detached from their emotions. A three is more concerned about the outside of what they look like. That's why threes love brands, brand clothes. Today, I'm preaching in Jordans. I've owned three pairs of Jordans in my life. Two when I was in high school, and I got to buy a pair, and I found them on sale for $60 at Nordstrom's Rack like 2 years ago. A three has already had more Jordans than I've ever owned. What I want you guys to understand is threes want to achieve and push and go, and this is what threes believe. What I look like is what I am. What I present is what I am. And so what threes will do is they will work on the outside of the cup. Meanwhile, the inside of the cup is filled with dead man's bones. People are like, oh my gosh, you use scripture. Yeah, I'm a pastor. I'm going to bring some other stuff out too. You see, Jesus is saying, look, humans look at the outside, but the Lord looks at the heart. Scripture teaches us in the Old Testament that God's eyes crisscross over the earth, looking for the righteous, looking for the honest, looking for the truth tellers. That's what God wants. And what you and I have to do is go, uh-oh, sinful. I need help. Now, who can help a three? Let me help you guys out. We're going to get to them later on. A three needs to have friends that are sixes. Sixes can absolutely help them out. You're like, Pastor, tell me about the six. Come in 3 weeks. You know who stresses? You know who stresses threes out? Nines. Nines stress threes out. Why do nines stress threes out? Because nines don't care. Threes show up, look at my Vans, and nines are like, so? You paid way too much for those. That's stupid. Threes show up, look at my car. Nines are like, I take public transit. You have to pay for parking? How many parking tickets do you get? Threes are like, I get all the parking tickets. I nail it. I get all of them. But you know what threes need? Threes need nines to calm them down. So if you're a nine and you don't like being around threes, you are used for God's glory to bring in justification and sanctification into the life of a three. Relax. You're not going to do it. It's going to be the Holy Spirit through you. So if you're a three, you like books like The Energy Clock, Three Simple Steps to Create a Life Full of Energy and Live Your Best Day. If you're a three, you like A Winner's Guide to Negotiating, How Conversation Deals Get Done. If you're a three, Fearless at Work. Achieve your potential by transforming small moments into big outcomes. If you're a three, you would like the book that's called The Business of Being the Best, and you know your picture's on it. If you're a three, you would like to read the book, Your Dream Job Game Plan, 5 Tools for Becoming Your Own Career Agent. Ooh. So I was playing basketball with the three. And I shot the winning shot. Just hit it. Got up in the three's face and said, take it. Take it. I found myself being pulled out of my own power from a rose bush. The three had picked me up and launched me into a rose bush. And I had thorns all over my body. I looked at the three and said some very key words that are not repeatable as a pastor on video. And just said, oh, you can't handle losing. But I was standing in the rose bush realizing the three didn't want to come in there, so I was safe where I was. And I told the three, I said, well, I guess that's the last game we'll ever play because I don't want to be in the rose bushes again because you'll constantly lose. The truth is, we never played another basketball game again. My brother and I have never played basketball again. But my brother knows I will beat him in basketball every day of the week, even as an old man. Because his knees don't work. He has no jump shot, and he can't play basketball. Those all help. But what I learned about this three, and my brother's a very dominant three, is he would not play games he couldn't win. Fast forward later on, my son is playing video games, and my son is a developing three. And he's talking smack from the living room. He's letting me have it. Dad, you're nothing. You're washed up. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba. And I went in and owned this poor kid where he was walking out crying. And his mom, Mama Bear, came in. Don't crush his soul. Don't crush his soul. And I was like, I will dominate you too. Get out, Uno. Like, what are we going to do here? So a three thinks destroying you builds your character. An under-redeemed three thinks destroying you redeems your character. So how do threes allow the Spirit of God to produce truthfulness in them? How do threes get out of their own way and allow the Spirit of God to come in and build into them the most important intrinsic key that we have inside of our body of Christ, the achiever? Why? We need achievers. We need people to go, we can do it. We can pray. We can go against the demonic forces. We have Christ with us. If Christ is with us, who can be against us? We need threes. Do you guys get what I'm saying? But we need redeemed threes. We need redeemed twos. We need redeemed ones. So how do we move to having redeemed threes that can get away from deceitfulness, that can get away an understanding that the exterior of who they are is really not them. It's who they are inside is who they are. But even a deeper step, it's not who they are, it's whose they are, whom owns them. You are a daughter and a son of the King. That is where your value comes from. And by the way, achievers, Jesus is the ultimate scoreboard with Satan. You're not going to achieve more than Jesus. Let's let him be in charge. So how can threes allow the Spirit of God to produce truthfulness in them? Let's jump into some Bible verses. Point number one, threes need to work in and with the Lord's plans. Threes can achieve amazing things. The problem is are you achieving things God doesn't want you to touch? Are you doing things you're not supposed to do? What are you up to? There's a conversation between Job and God in Job 42, verses 1 through 3. Then Job replied to the Lord, I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. Shouldn't Job just stop there? But threes keep going on. You asked, who is this that obscures my plans without knowledge? Surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know. Threes need to work in and with the Lord's plans. Scripture tells us in John that we need to abide in the vine. We need to abide with God. We need to encourage threes to get with the Lord, get with the King. Sadly, threes got in front of the Crusades that we know in history. That's not necessarily what possibly needed to happen. So threes need help discerning what they're supposed to do to be able to move forward. But they've got to work in and with the Lord's plans. The second thing, you need to include your heart in your activities. Threes move their hearts out of the way and they get incredibly focused on the task and they will move their emotions out of the way so that they can achieve. So much so that they will pick up their younger brother and throw them into a rose bush. That's not the ultimate. Threes do other stuff as well. If you're married to a three can absolutely damage you and not apologize. But when a three understands that the people that they're around, Their biggest goal is to empower them to become who God made them to be and see ultimately the achievement of the Holy Spirit in them for the kingdom of God. That changes everything for the three. Threes feel like they need to achieve money so that people will think that they're amazing. Threes need to marry trophy spouses so people think that they're hot and they have some other things. Threes need to put on designer clothes so that they're accepted, because they deep down inside feel, if you really know me, you wouldn't love me. And threes have to get past that before you were created and you were formed in your mother's womb, God loved you. And there ain't a dang thing on this earth that you can do that's going to cause the Lord to love you more. So far, threes are trying to say amen. It's just not happening. They're just like, let's preach about fours. Number two, include your heart in your activities. Colossians 3, 12 through 17. Put on then as chosen God's ones. Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved. Threes, you are holy and beloved. Put on compassionate hearts. Threes, put on compassionate hearts. Twos, put on compassionate hearts. Ones, put on compassionate hearts. If you have breath, put on a compassionate heart. Kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bearing with one another, if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Verse 17. And whatever you do in word or deed or an achievement, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. If you are a three, I'm going to give you homework, which means now you have to do it. You have to achieve it. I just said it's homework. Threes are like, I got to do it. Read this verse, please, each morning. Read this verse. Ask the Lord to produce this in you. As a three, don't go, man, I'm going to dominate Colossians. I'm going to nail it. No. Go. Okay, Lord, would you please produce this in me? I know you designed me to achieve, but can I achieve in compassionate love? What does that look like? What does that look like not to destroy people on the way to going what I'm trying to do? What does it look like to care for people in the process as I go through? By the way, let me help you out. Most megachurch pastors in America are threes, which means they dominate and they destroy their staffs to get to the achievement of what they want to do. Most CEOs of companies are threes. Threes rise up to high positions of power because we honor it in America. We believe that if you have tons of money in your bank account, you must be good. We believe that if you drive one of the designer vehicles, you must be good. We believe that if you have certain status from a university or a college, or even here in Chicago, if you went to one of the select schools, you're important. You're an achiever. It's all around us. We're infected with it. And we've got to get to a point that we go, is this of the kingdom of God? Because if anybody was going to come down and yell scoreboard when he was here on earth, it was Jesus. Point three, accomplish tasks connected to the heart of God. So we work in and with the Lord's plans. We include our heart in our activities. We connect into our emotions and our feelings in the process. And three, we accomplish tasks connected to the heart of God. So it's not just enough for me to bring my heart. I need to connect my heart into God. Lord, here's my heart. Do with it what you want. Here's some cool verses. Philippians 4:13, the most misused scripture by achievers. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. The problem is the achiever ignores the rest of chapter 4 that leads up to that point, where Paul talks about being shipwrecked, beaten, hungry, without food, mocked, total loser. Everything Paul goes through, and Paul simply says, in health, in wealth, in sickness, in being totally feeling great, in being poor, having food, not having poor, he says, I can do it. Because my God is giving me the strength to make it through. So achiever, when you feel like you're failing, God can get you through. When you feel like you've made a mistake in your marriage, God can get you through. When you feel like you lied to your dermatologist and he has a knife, God can get you through. Okay? Accomplished tasks connected to the heart of God. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. But we go back to Job. Guess what? If God told you no, you can't accomplish it. You can push all you want. You can use all your ingenuity. You can do what I did in 2012 when I moved here as a pastor. Moved my achiever, turned it on, cranked it up to 11. Let's do this. Let's achieve. And it failed. But it didn't fail. But it failed in my eyes, but it didn't fail. Everything I thought we needed to accomplish as a church did not happen. For those of you who've just joined us, let me give you what 2012 was about. 2012, this group got together to plant a church, and we were so loving. We just spent time hugging each other and praying for each other. We never really got out to do anything. No, that's not what it was. It was chaos. It was cats in cold water. It was nuts. Okay? And that included me. Because I was trying to accomplish tasks connected to my flesh. Have you been there? Have you been there? No amens. So, okay, some shaking heads of, yeah, okay, we have tons of threes apparently in the room. Okay, guess what? We're going to be there again and again and again and again because threes get on their hearts' goals. They get ideas of glory, and we need threes. But we need them to accomplish tasks connected to the heart of God. 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light. Threes, your amazing achiever God has already achieved everything you need in your life. He has called you out of darkness, and he has called you to light, which means you are safe and there's nothing for you to prove. You can't earn God's love because that's what threes do. Threes go to sin management. I will do all these things so that God loves me. And they're like with the ones. The ones and threes hang out, and they're like, we're nailing it. God loves us more. No. No. You and I on our best day, if we gather our best human, absent of Jesus, we still have nothing. Accomplished tasks connected to the heart of God. Is your heart connected to God? Threes, it's hard for you to connect your heart to God. As you mature, as you move from immaturity and you move towards maturity, threes can do it more and more and more. But the problem is you're going to disconnect from God. That's what we do as humans. We can't stay connected the whole time. So you're going to disconnect. And what you've got to do is reconnect your heart. If you're a three, you've got to reconnect your heart to your spouse. If you're a three, you've got to reconnect your heart to your kids. Fourth point. Find your image in the plans of God. Threes are about image. Find your image in the plans of God. Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is in the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when the heat comes. For its leaves remain green, and it is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. God is the one that planted you next to the river. God is the one that made you the tree. God is the one that's producing the fruit. An achiever can get in trouble and think they're the ones that are doing it. Look in scripture. Herod is an achiever. Herod says, look at all the things that I've done. People said, you're a God. And Herod's like, I am. And then God's like, no, you're not. You're dead. Nebuchadnezzar walks out on the patio. He's looking over all of his palaces and he sees just beauty everywhere in Babylon. And Nebuchadnezzar goes, look what I did. And God goes, oh, I've used you, Nebuchadnezzar, and you are nothing unless I direct you. In fact, Nebuchadnezzar, I'm going to teach you. You're going to go on a spa day, and you're going to go out and get your nails done out in the dew and the forest, and you're going to be out there, and you're going to act like an animal for months. Enjoy yourself, Nebuchadnezzar, because you're so in charge. There are other achievers all throughout Scripture. Judas is an achiever. This week I had my mind blown as I thought about Judas. It says, find your image in the plans of God. I had somebody say, do you know Judas actually really wasn't trying to betray God? What he was trying to do was make Jesus reveal that he was the Son of God. He was the King of Kings. And Judas's plan was to force Jesus to reveal his Godhead to throw out the Romans. Okay, just let your minds be blown on that concept. That Judas tried to manipulate Jesus, just like Satan tried to manipulate Jesus on 40 days, for Jesus to achieve what Judas wanted him to do. I was like, dang, I never thought of it that way. Now my little brain hurts. 5, be truthful. Work in and with the Lord's plans. This helps you get to truth. Jesus is the truth. Got to get with him. You got to be with him. Include your heart in your activities. You got to have your heart connected to truth. You got to know when you're lying. You got to know when you're being deceitful. You got to accomplish tasks connected to the heart of God. You've got to get in there. Not just bring your heart, but connect your heart into what's going on. You've got to find your image in the plans of God, and then you need to be truthful. And even in that, admit I'm not always truthful. How many times have you been to Hawaii? 13. Why did I say that? So Jesus, let me get to that verse. Let me go first one. Psalms 121 through 2. In my distress, I called to the Lord and he answered me. Deliver me, O Lord, from lying lips, from a deceitful tongue. Anybody need that prayer today? I do. Come on, man. We're Americans. We're liars. Honey, does this dress make me look fat? No. Am I a good boy? Mom says, yes, you are. Sometimes we lie, don't we? We're deceitful. The whole idea of makeup is about deceit. Let's just be super real. Okay? Clothing, the way we hide our bodies, the way we develop things, the way we show things, it's about deceit. Smoke and mirrors. That's what we are as America. We've got to confess, in my distress, I called out to the Lord. And one of the things that happens to a 3 is a 3 has to hit rock bottom to really get to a point where they can move to maturity. By the way, every number has to hit rock bottom to start moving towards maturity. It's not just 3. And 3's are like, well, I'm going to really hit rock bottom. I'm going to hit rock bottom the best. Hit rock bottom more than anybody else. Dominate the bottom. Like 3's, calm down. Okay? In my distress, I called to the Lord and he answered me. 3's, even in failure. Your God loves you. Your God's got you. Your God's moving you forward. Your God has a plan for your life. The Apostle Paul, when I look at it from a church planting perspective, was an absolute failure. He ran around on missionary journeys. He planted churches. He set up leaders, left them. And then there was massive chaos to where he had to write letters to tell them to knock it off. And then he had to tell them, no, I'm the one that planted you. You should listen to me. They wrote letters back that said, we don't want to listen to you. And Paul said, do I need to send Silas and Timothy back to clean up my mess? Just gave you all the epistles of the New Testament. John 8:31. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, by the way, Paul's most likely a 3 or an 8. If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth. 3's, read this next one with me. And if you're an American, please read the next one with me. And the truth will set you free. Lies trap you. Are you trapped in your own lies this morning? Are you trapped in your own goals? Are you trapped in your own fears? Are you trapped in your own perfection? Are you trapped in trying to help? If you're trapped in your distress, call out to the Lord. Help, Lord. That's all you got to say. Help, Lord.
Help, Lord.
Help, Lord. Anybody else? Help, Lord. Help me parent. Help me get through high school. Help me get through puberty. Help me, Jesus, get through parenting. Does that make sense? You get on an airplane. Do you know airplanes have the most prayer of anywhere in the world? Do you realize if you're an airline pilot, more people pray for you in so many different languages? It's insane. Airline pilots get prayed for more than pastors. Just think about that. Are you guys praying for your pastors? Are you guys praying for your leaders? Are you praying for your mayor? Are you praying for the school teachers that are teaching your kids? Are you praying for your students? Help, Lord Jesus. Amen? All right. So type 3's, man, type 3's, the big thing for 3's is they've got to go for fulfillment over achievement. Fulfillment over achievement. Threes move from achievement to achievement to achievement, and they mean nothing. They're just gathering together like dust. They're basically hoarders when it comes to achievements. A healthy three will see fulfillment in what they're doing. They will love it. They will treasure it. They will celebrate what's going on. They will be there. If you have a three in your life, you need to celebrate them and encourage them. You need to love them. Most people don't love threes correctly, and most threes don't like being loved correctly. Most threes try to dominate how they're loved and to be in control, and you've got to be gracious with it, which is why a nine needs to have a nine needs a three as a friend, because the nine really doesn't care what the three thinks. They're just going to be like, no, we got to do it this way. Let's do this. And the three is like, no, it's so fun. But threes need to have fulfillment over achievement. And here's the big thing. So what is fulfillment? Fulfillment is a joy that stays with you long after the task is completed. Fulfillment is a joy that stays with you long after the task is completed. Anybody need more joy in their life besides me? I do. I need more joy. So I want to love on you guys as best I can. Here we do at the conclusion and in our wrap up. What is our takeaway? Where are we supposed to do? Where are we supposed to walk? Can you put that up for me, Dave? What's our path towards virtue? The path towards virtue is to put down deceit and to pick up truth. Put down deceit and pick up truth. Now, I was talking to a three this week, and three was explained to me, no, we have an ability to move truth around, and it's very special. And I agree, it is very special if it's done in God-honoring righteousness. But threes can also deceive themselves and move and try to, well, I can act this way because this is the way that it's supposed to be, so you need to be okay with how I treated you. You got to be careful with it, threes. But here's the thing. You ready for this, guys? I can't put down deceit. God, I'm a liar. In my form, I am a liar. I'm a blamer. I'm a hider. In who I am, in my sin, God, I am sinful. Lord, would you please put down deceit in me? And Lord, through the power of your Holy Spirit, would you please raise up truth in me? There was a quote I was listening to this week. It's by Oscar Wilde. The quote is, "Be yourself, everyone else is already taken." Threes are trying to achieve to become something. We need you to be who God made you to be. You are beautiful. You are amazing. You are talented. You are gifted. You are desirable. You are precious. And you are a child of the King, a royal priesthood, and you are chosen. We need you. We need threes and eights leading us where we need to go into battle, and we need healthy threes and eights leading us. Amen. We need healthy twos leading us. Amen. We need healthy ones leading us. Amen. What I'm trying to say to you guys is, as we start teaching through these virtues, is no one's better than the other. We need everybody functioning as the body of Christ, raised up in maturity so that we can worship the King. So let's pray for the threes together, okay? Let's close out in prayer for the threes. Heavenly Father, thank you for these precious people in our lives. Thank you for these wonderful, wonderful, amazingly gifted achievers who can see things we can't see. They do stuff that we can't even imagine. Lord, they see possibilities that they know how to make money. They know how to improve things. They just see. These people are visionaries, great King. Thank you for them. Lord, we have the internet because of threes. We have airplanes because of threes. We have cars because of threes. God, we have so many things because of threes, and I want to be very clear for the three in this room. We are not beating you down. We are lifting you up to the King. And so, God, we lift up the threes around us. We lift up our own hearts. We lift up our own nation, America. God, America is a nation of liars. We're a nation of deceit, so much so, God, that we don't trust our politicians. We don't trust our pastors. We don't trust our teachers. And God, we've gotten to the point now where we don't even trust our doctors and nurses. America is a nation of distrust. Help us, mighty God. Send your Holy Spirit back into our nation. Lord, I confess on Chicago. Chicago is a city of liars. Lord, forgive us. Bring truth into this city. Bring light back into the city. And help that truth come out in our church through our beautiful achievers. Lord, it's in your precious name we pray, asking you, God, to do more than we can even imagine. And thanking you because you're at work. It's in your precious name, God, we pray. Amen. All right. God bless you guys. Thank you so much for being here today and being a part of this. Let's fold up the chairs, hang out, talk, chat. Share with someone, what's one of your takeaways from the sermon? Maybe your takeaway is, I learned today that Pastor Nathan is a liar. That's fair. That's fair. That's a pretty good takeaway. All right. God bless you guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday.
God, I need you, 'cause I'm burning out when I try to do it on my own. God, I'm broken, and I'm not even close to the person you made me to be. I made mistakes wondering, how did I get here? What do I do, God? I need direction, 'cause I'm in fear, not of you, but of man. I want your will, but I don't know how to get there. Your truth to come take over my head. Lord, I'm desperate, begging Jesus, make me excellent. Oh, walking worthy of the crossing by my Messiah. With